Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Dr. Pam Popper, 1-614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. HeartWire recently reported on an article that appeared in Time magazine that questioned the use of statins in women. The article featured a couple of stories about women who took statin drugs who were deemed healthy, except for their high cholesterol. One of them experienced muscle myopathy that it was so severe she couldn't move, and the other experienced loss of cognitive function that was so severe that she got lost going home. Both women improved as soon as they stopped taking the statins. The Time article and some of the experts interviewed by HeartWire suggest that perhaps due to gender differences in heart disease risk that there should be different prescribing guidelines for men versus women. The traditional medical profession is reacting to this story in the usual fashion, expressing concern that, oh my God, women might stop taking their drugs when they find out about all these risk factors and that they shouldn't do it. They insist that treating cholesterol with statin drugs results in the same outcomes in women as in men. And believe it or not, I agree with them. The trials that some of the experts cite show that the drugs are just as useless in women as in men. Only instead of recommending that women take them too, I recommend that everybody not take them and use diet to lower cholesterol instead, since we know that it works and there aren't any adverse side effects. The Jupiter trial showed that taking 20 milligrams of Crestor reduced the risk of heart attack, stroke, revascularization, hospitalization for angina, and death from cardiovascular disease for women by 46%. Now, that sounds fabulous, but this is a relative reduction, not an absolute reduction in events. In fact, the researchers concluded that 95 women would have to be treated for 2 years to prevent one adverse event. In this trial, 6,801 women were enrolled. There were 142 adverse events reported in the group taking Crestor and 251 in the placebo group. This does indeed represent a 46% drop, but the absolute benefit is less than 1%. And these are very similar to the results reported for men. Therefore, my conclusion is that Crestor is as useless for women as it is for men in preventing adverse cardiovascular events. So it's all in how you interpret the data. And an additional consideration, of course, is side effects, which include myopathy, liver failure, renal failure, headache, pancreatitis, flu, urinary tract infections, constipation, diarrhea, nausea, abdominal pain, arthritis, rash, and edema. This is a partial list, by the way. So, while everybody in the traditional profession is screaming that we need different prescribing guidelines for women, I think we need different prescribing guidelines for the population at large, which is don't prescribe drugs that are ineffective and unsafe. That would remove most drugs from the market and most applications for those drugs. That's all for now, and have a great day.